This target shows that Chinese government is putting more focus on high quality development instead of just chasing numeric targets.
China is doing what they say, and China say what they do.
I would say China has set the right example for the rest of the world to follow.
I am sure that not only the China will get this goal, but Chinese economy might outperform the 5% of target this year, despite facing few risks and challenges. Because of country's accelerating recovery and solid economic fundamentals, as well as sufficient policy tools to tackle all the risks and challenges. The IMF recently forecast a GDP growth of 5.2% for China this year. Moody recently raised its forecast for China real GDP growth to 5% for both 2023 and next year 2024. It means that international institutions are having a sense of strong economic recovery in China. This target shows that Chinese government is putting more focus on high quality development instead of just chasing numeric targets. Boosting domestic consumption and raising the income of mid and low income groups are some of the examples. So there are two aspects of modernization which I found interesting in this report. One is the modernization of industrial system, and the second is continue the transition to green development. I think these two are very important. Modernization with Chinese characteristics is for huge population. China is home to more than 1.4 billion people, with the population of some of its provinces being larger than the sum of the Western countries. Modernization with Chinese characteristics aims to common prosperity for everyone. It promotes social fairness and justice and efforts to enhance people's sense of fulfillment, happiness, and economic security.
It's very important that China maintain its GDP growth to continue pushing further the middle class and to have an expanding middle class. Local consumption should be the key driver in terms of the GDP growth, and in order to push further the local consumption, restoring consumer confidence is critical. We believe, with what we have seen since the beginning of the year 2023, more optimism coming, more willingness of consuming. Maybe it will take time, but it is very important. It is very clear that predictability is something that is very welcome by global leaders of foreign investment in China, because it's helping them having this long-term vision and being able to better understand what will be the strategy of China and to help them in their investment strategy and in their investment plan. I think one of the key points is related to the market access, which is of course very important, basically on the fact that now global leaders, they can come to China, they can meet their team, they can meet with the government. I would like to remind that foreign investments have been in China for decades, that all the MNCs, they have a long-term vision in China, that they are in China for China, and to continue helping the local market growing. As we say, China is doing what they say, and China say what they do. So this is probably what will be coming, as we expect, of the year 2023.
China is the largest contributor of wind energy, is the number one player in the solar energy sector, as well as hydrocarbons. Now, once you start doing all of this, you start building a complete ecosystem around it. And what has happened is that at a consumer level also, government has been promoting more consumption of eco-friendly vehicles. If you walk around in Shanghai anywhere, you will see that EV cars are the primary mode of transportation for bulk of the people now. So once you start putting in the right incentives at different levels, you start building a proper ecosystem around it. I would say China has set the right example for the rest of the world to follow.